This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We take you now back to 2001, a veritable epoch in economic time, but still somehow not long enough for the World Trade Organization. The WTO started a new round of meetings in Nairobi today, but the agenda is strictly 2001. Delegates are going to be talking about something known colloquially as the Doha Round, technically the Doha Development Agenda. It was supposed to improve trade for and by developing countries by lowering some trade barriers and revising some of the rules. But one more time here, because this matters, it's from 2001. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains why the WTO is still talking Doha.
Here is the state of the WTO in three metaphors. First,
the risk is that the WTO is like a shark in that if it fails to move forward, it dies.
Andy Scheuer is a trade lawyer at the law firm Sidley Austin.
That's the model that the trade community knows, and it has now been 14 years, and a round that lasts this long, it risks irrelevance.
14 years since the Doha talks began, named for where they were first held. Miriam Sapiro with Summit Strategies International says from the start, there was this central problem. Developed countries wanted everyone to cut their tariffs and subsidies. Developing countries thought they shouldn't have to. Sapiro says at this point, the talks are broken. Metaphor number two.
If you think of Doha as Humpty Dumpty, it's very difficult to put it back together.
The WTO has made some progress on other issues. But now, for the first time, the U.S. is saying enough's enough for Doha. Trade Representative Michael Froman recently published an op-ed in the Financial Times saying it's time to move on.
This is really a dramatic moment now.
Gary Huffbauer is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says countries like the U.S. are increasingly working outside the WTO on trade deals like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a regional agreement of 12 countries instead of the monster 162 that make up the WTO.
I think it's like a business firm that meets a very strong competitor, and it might go bankrupt, and it might revive and come back.
And there's metaphor number three. Huffbauer says the WTO won't disappear. It still has important roles to play in research and resolving trade disputes. But if it wants to keep its relevance, he thinks the shark needs to swim. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.